God, if our hearts are cold, please warm them, that we may hear your voice and be encouraged and be given purpose. Lord, please lead us on in your way and fill us with your love and mercy. Amen. Please sit down. Lent starts on Wednesday. And Lent is a good time to examine our priorities. Changing our routine for 40 days helps us. It helps us to examine whether we use our time well or not so well, and how we can improve our priorities. So are we ready to take a look at ourselves this Lent, our daily and weekly patterns, and set ourselves to do more of what is most important and less of the rest? And this is true of our daily and weekly routines, true of our big decisions in life as well. And today we're looking at Jesus' priorities. And I think about my own priorities. Some of the biggest moments in my life have been when I've established my priorities, or at least that's become more obvious to those around me. So, like the time at school when I decided to go to university and study economics, or when I was at university when I heard Jesus' call and resolved to follow him all the way, every day. Or at the age of 29 when I asked a lovely lady if she'd marry me. These and other moments in my life could be called a series of events which illustrated my priorities in life. Significant moments which revealed my purpose, my understanding of what's most important in life. And so for those of us who want to order our lives to be more like Jesus, today's sermon is looking at selection of the moments which showed Jesus' priorities, big moments in his life which showed his priorities. And the first of them was from that first reading we had at the beginning of Mark, page 35 in the New Testament, Mark chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." So when Jesus called his first disciples, he was already clear with his priorities. He didn't say, "Follow me and we'll see where it goes, man." He was already clear, wasn't he? "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." Reaching out for people was Jesus' priority. Because fishermen do not catch anything by staying put. They need to go out to reach out. Fishing needs sort of get up and go. And at the same time, quite a lot of nous, understanding your potential catch and where they may be. And that's the picture Jesus used to illustrate the priority for his followers, fishing for people. As Jesus' followers, we ought to do it more. Not just wait for people to come to us, but reach out to people with purpose and nous. And that is why churches together in Poynton in recent months have arranged one or two things in Park Lane and outside the village's bigger shops to encourage all of us to reach out. And that's why we've changed our projects and planning team into an outreach team, meeting tomorrow night at 8:15. This is Jesus' priority for his followers, like me and you. So a further priority in Mark chapter 1, verses 35 and following. This was our second reading. In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up, went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone's searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." So here's Jesus with his disciples. The night before, he's been reaching out to people in their own town, in the marketplace. And they'd had queues of people wanting healing and help. So Jesus gets up early, goes out of the town on his own to pray and to clarify his priorities. And the disciples come looking for him, wanting to take him back to the marketplace where the crowds were already gathering in large numbers to see him again. And Jesus said, and what would you thought he'd say? Well, he said, "No. Let's go to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." Jesus is very clear on his priorities. And he's clear that he must reach out to all the towns, not just the one. He doesn't want to get stuck in one place. Jesus is clear that he isn't there just to respond to people's needs and requests. But he wants to reach out to new people. Jesus is clear that first and foremost, he is a message man. Even though lots of people want his help back in the marketplace of the previous town, he wants to get his message to new towns. Preaching the message is his main, overarching priority. Yes, he will listen and heal and deliver from demons, but his clear priority, as he prays and works out how he must use his time, is the message. And he wants as many to hear it as possible, so he visits as many towns as possible. It's striking, isn't it? Jesus is clear about his priorities. Now, how about you and me? Are we clear? How about us as a church? Yes, we are called to care for people and help people, encourage people to worship God and serve Jesus. But if it came down to one thing, isn't our main purpose as the Church of Jesus Christ to spread the message that he spread? Jesus knew what his biggest priority was, and he did it, even when friends and strangers were urging him to do something else, which was in itself very worthy, just not the biggest priority. Following Jesus means seeking and sticking to the biggest priority, reaching out to spread the message. Let's go on to another passage which helps clarify where Jesus did clarify his priorities. Mark chapter 7, verse 24 and following. So we're on page 43. No, yeah, 43. Top right-hand side of the page. Now, here's a strange and fascinating exchange of conversation with Jesus on a weekend break in Lebanon, which tells us a lot about Jesus' priorities. From there, he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." So without going into the detail of this passage, Jesus has gone outside Jewish Palestine to Lebanon for a break. We all need a break now and then. And when a local lady finds him and asks for help, he says, "Let the children be fed first." The children of God meant the Jewish people. The dogs was shorthand for Gentiles. So Jesus had a strong understanding that his priority was to expend his energy in reaching out to all of the Jewish people and then to leave the mission to the Gentiles, to those who would follow on. Jesus was that focused in his mission. To be effective, we need to be. Especially when our time is limited. And Jesus knew he had limited time, so he stuck to his priority. Well, the lady in question knew what he was saying, and yet gave such a humble, faithful answer that Jesus changed his mind and helped her anyway. So priorities are not to be slavishly followed always, but they are to be followed nearly always if we are to be effective, like Jesus was effective, in the short time that he had. Following priorities means ruling out some other things in order to concentrate on the most important things. Reaching out to spread the message, particularly to these people now. One more passage to look at, which is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 9. It's on page 72 in the Church Bibles. Chapter 9, verse 51 and following, is our last passage today, which illustrates Jesus' priorities. But I would encourage you to read the Gospels with this sort of theme in mind. Because so often Jesus shows his priorities. He was not just somebody who wandered from place to place aimlessly and who only responded to people's requests. Very much the opposite. Jesus was somebody who had purpose and a plan and stuck to that plan wherever he could in order to be most effective. So in Luke chapter 9, verse 41, we see Jesus again, considering his strategic priorities. 51. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume him?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. Now, first of all, let's notice that Jesus is still following his strategy of visiting all the villages he could in the time that he had left with the message. But at the same time, he is planning for his death and resurrection in Jerusalem. That's what's in his sights. That is now his main aim and greatest priority. There was nothing more important in his work than his death and resurrection, which enables the gift of salvation to be offered to all people everywhere. Jesus knows his priorities and he sticks to them, reaching out to spread the message, knowing the people he was aiming for, and focused on his death and resurrection. Jesus knows his greatest priority, and hard as it would be, he set his face to go there and to do it. The death and resurrection at the center of his message. His actions which save us from what we really deserve, and instead offer us a hope and a future if we receive him. Lent is the lead up to Easter to enable us to have the same focus. Priorities like Jesus. And now is the time to make them ours. as well as his. Let's be quiet a moment. Lord God, in this season of Lent, please help us to look to you and cry out to you and seek from you what is most important for us, for our service of others, and for our worship of you. And please, Lord, help us to learn from Jesus Christ in putting aside those things which are only important and focusing on those things which are most important. For your name's sake, amen.